You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We are back at it again. Come on, y'all, we praying. Come on, y'all, we giving thanks. Come on, y'all, we looking to God. Come on, y'all, hallelujah. We setting our trust in Him. Come on, y'all, we acknowledging Him. Reshandaraya. Come on, y'all, we not giving up. Come on, y'all, we boldly, hallelujah, rushing the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome. I am Mika, and you are blessed. Yes, you are. 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 Somebody say, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Amen. This is where we truly just worship God. This is where we position ourselves and dedicate ourselves and recommit ourselves, hallelujah, at the feet of God, hallelujah, recognizing that He is our source. Reshandaya, somebody say, you, Lord, are my source. Recognizing that He is our way, recognizing that He is our life, recognizing that He is our help, recognizing, hallelujah, that He is our provider. Ooh, we thank you, Heavenly Father, recognizing that He is the all-powerful one, recognizing the richness of His grace. Resha Kandaraya, recognizing, hallelujah, His love, recognizing His long-suffering. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for how you love us and for how you are so quick to forgive us and how your mercy is new every morning. I thank you that we can never run up your mercy, oh God. Ooh, thank you. So let us enter this place. This is where we are talking to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, I got to put you on hold right now. I'm talking to God. Uh-huh. Somebody say, y'all got to be quiet. Come on. Thoughts, you got to be quiet. Okay? Heart, shh. Soul, we speak peace. Peace to all the things that we got to hear from the Lord. Amen. Because He is a living God. Amen. Because He loves, hallelujah, to engage us in a conversation and engage us in transformation and engage us, hallelujah, in engagements. Come on, somebody. Ooh, somebody say, yes, Shandaya, we thank you for the engagements. Amen. Lord God, we just thank you for this moment. Hallelujah. We thank you for this moment, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that no matter what was going on in our day, no matter what is going on, you know all about it. You know about it. You knew about it before we did, God. And so, God, as an act of faith, we turn it over to you and help us to get better at turning it over to you and help us to get better at releasing it to you and help us to get better at letting it go and help us to get better, Lord God, Rashandaya, and stronger at letting go, hallelujah, of the things and the thoughts and the people and the conditions and the situations and the circumstances and all the. Thank you for your presence right now. Lord God, thank you for your presence in our homes. Thank you for your presence in whatever room, whatever space we are occupying right now. Thank you for your presence, Heavenly Father. We come humbly before you right now. Rishataya. We thank you, O God, that your peace is now taking over. Hallelujah. Your peace is now taking over our hearts. And your peace, Ayashandarabasaya. Your peace is now taking over our minds. And your peace, O God, is now taking over. Hallelujah. Let your peace fill the atmosphere in which we are in. Let your peace, Lord God, swell up within us, O God, and overtake us, O God. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you. You are Yandaraboshondiria. You are Prince of Peace. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you, Shalom. We thank you, Prince of Peace, for meeting us right here in this moment. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I hear like the Holy Spirit says, sometimes we underestimate. Hallelujah. The power of the Lord's peace. Hallelujah. Scripture tells us that he came to bring us the peace that he gives us. It's not like a peace of this world. And Lord God, we want your peace. We want the peace from heaven. And I hear you, Holy Spirit. We don't fully understand and grasp and get the power of your peace and the presence that is locked like it's like a treasure box, and there's more and it's more gifts or gold that comes out of this place of peace. Hallelujah. And so God, I thank you. Thank you for the blessings that comes with and comes out, that comes with the Prince of Peace, and that the Prince of Peace has to give us. I hope it's making sense. Hallelujah. Because this is the first time that he's speaking to, ministering in this way. But there's more. Hallelujah. In this place of peace than we even realize or we even know. Let us cherish those places and those pockets of peace. God, we thank you for helping us in our life, oh God, in entering in peace, oh God, peace where there is strife. We speak peace, peace, Lord God, where there are storms. We speak peace. Hallelujah, Rabashata, Rabasaya. I even hear the Holy Spirit saying, peace even in those places of success, because we can have success, but it can be riddled with burden and being overwhelmed, and that we don't even fully experience the richness of the success because of the feeling of how I'm going to keep this going and I got to carry it, and then what's the next thing, and it becomes like a hustle and a toiling even in the success. And so I thank you for the peace, oh God. Rapture us up in your peace, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. May peace enter our homes. May peace enter our minds. Hallelujah, Reba Sandaya. May peace, Lord God, enter our relationships. May your peace, and even I hear that in when peace comes in, that there peace disrupts. Hallelujah, peace will shake up some things. Amen. All the things that that keep peace out. When peace enters in, there's a restructuring, and there's like the pieces start moving, literally like the pieces start moving so that peace can be. And so may we accept, hallelujah, hallelujah, however your hand is working in order for us to have peace. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I hope it's making sense. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for the peace, even piece will disrupt some stuff, amen, and break up some foul ground, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, and some dead ground, hallelujah, hallelujah, and some unproductive ground, hallelujah, hallelujah, come on, y'all, hallelujah, hallelujah. And some disobedient ground. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for your peace. May we be agile and flexible and willing and have a heart and a spirit. Amen. May we be like water to your movement, O God. May we desire, may it create in us, even if we already have a hunger, and even if we already have a thirst for you, O God, let that hunger and that thirst, O God, increase for you, Heavenly Father, that we care more about you, hallelujah, than the things on this earth. That we care more about the richness of your peace than the riches of this world. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying even peace will bring us, have us deal with some things that, have us stepping out of, I'm going to just say it, have us stepping out of sin into righteousness. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For your peace. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your peace in the hospital rooms. Thank you for us in this moment, in this now. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit was just speaking about ministering to us about his peace and him giving us his peace. Hallelujah. His peace that surpasses all understanding. And I want to read John chapter 14 and verse 27. It says, Jesus is saying that the peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'm going to read it again. And right before that, he's speaking about basically, as when he goes away and he ascends, hallelujah, to sit on the right side of God, that the Holy Spirit will descend and the Holy Spirit will come and comfort us. And so we just even thank you right now for the Holy Spirit comforting us in this now, comforting us in this moment. Comforting us, hallelujah, and encouraging us and ministering to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for we need you and we are dependent on you, Heavenly Father. And we cherish this peace that you leave with us. Introduce us to this peace. And even if some of us think that we got this peace thing on lock, or we have an understanding of it, the peace that you leave with us, I want to know more about this peace. We want to know more about the peace that you speak about here, O God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, your peace. You are the Prince of Peace. Thank you for giving us peace. Give us peace in our ways, and to the extent of bringing us into righteousness and obedience. So, hallelujah. Give us your peace, O God. Peace in our finances. Give us your peace, Oh God, hallelujah. We receive. I receive your peace. Somebody say, I receive your peace in my finances. I receive your peace. Hallelujah. In my faith. Hallelujah. I receive your peace in my hope. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Our faith, when our faith is low and our hope is low, there's no peace there. Hallelujah. Does that make sense? Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Help us to make it, let it make sense, oh God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Peace. This is what the Lord, this is the theme. This is what it is. This is the word. This is what we're standing on today. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth. Let us, So what does that mean? Thank you, Holy Spirit. If it's not like the world giveth, then we can't run to the world to gain peace. That the peace is not in our success. That the peace is not in, hallelujah, the soulness of having money. That the peace is not in the soulness of being at the top of our profession. Yes, that the peace, hallelujah. If it's not the peace, if it's not like the peace that the world giveth. See, I'm only going with how the Holy Spirit is ministering right now. If there's a peace that comes from the world says, oh, you'll get peace if you have a job or you are successful or you are accepted. Hallelujah. Everybody likes you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Everybody tells you you're beautiful. Everybody tells you you're handsome. Come on, somebody. Everybody wants to buy what you're selling. Everybody wants to be a part of your business. Everybody, you got a whole bunch of people in your ministry. I remember a long time ago, God checked me and said, I do not want you counting how many people, amen, and associate that to, oh, I had a good Bible study, oh, I had a good service, come on, hello, if it's just one. Don't we serve? Our Lord, a God who will leave the 99 for the one. So then how come we be so focused on the 99? Oh, and we neglecting the one. Hallelujah. I'm just saying. Hallelujah. So may we learn. May we sit to receive your peace. And it's so beautiful because Jesus said, I give it to you. We don't have to work for it. We don't have to earn it. The world, just in this moment, there's an aspect of looking at this. The world says you got to work for it. You got to get it. You got to do A, B, C, and D to get to have some peace. I think the Lord is speaking to some of us who feel like I got to. No, God has to. And let us surrender our eye to God. Let us give our eye, turn our eye over to Him. Yes, Lord. We turn our eye over to you, over our to-dos over to you. We turn over, these are the things that I got to do to be successful so they can see. No, no. We turn it over to you, oh God. Oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Listen, I feel the Holy Spirit. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. This is a peace that surpasses all understanding. So when something is not going our way, amen, or we got some news that we were not anticipating or we don't like, hallelujah. Ooh. We don't flinch. We rejoice. Why? Because my eyes are stayed on God. Because He is the order of our footsteps. because he's using all the things, hallelujah, the doors that he's closing, hallelujah, leads us and moves us, hallelujah, and creates mobility, to enter in the direction of purpose and promise. Ah, thank you, oh God. Thank you so much for your peace. Thank you for your peace in relationships. Hallelujah. And even I hear you, Holy Spirit, that even when in the places where there is peace, hallelujah. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes it's actually God in there shaking things up for there to be movement. Amen. And for us to grow. Hallelujah. And for us to apply faith. Hallelujah. And for us to see where we've been settling or where we've been depending on someone else or something else and not God, and shaking things up so that we depend on God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I thank you. And I just want to speak to some of us. Like, I'm reminded right now as of the disciples when they would step in the will of God. They would step in the obedience of the command. They would submit to the orders of Jesus. Hallelujah. And even with Jesus submitting to the orders of God and saying yes, that in the will, hallelujah, we come up against some things and we feel that because of we come up against some things and we see some storms and some situations and we feel some hards, we think that God is not in that. Hallelujah. But when that's really not true, and it's called being in the will of God and His peace, He'll give us His peace to keep moving forward, to keep pressing through, to keep obeying, to keep trusting, to keep faithing. Come on, somebody. With the disciples, Jesus told them to get in the boat, to cross the other side. As they got in the boat, they ran into the storm, and they ran to their peace, who was in the boat, who was with them in the midst of the storm. And their peace, hallelujah, came out and took care of the situation and ensured that they make it and made it to the other side. And God is ensuring that you make it. God will send, he will speak and give His confirmation and let you know and let us know that we are on the right path. Oh, I feel like, I hope I'm making sense. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you. What are we talking about? I feel the Holy Spirit so much that I feel like I can't even open my eyes. I feel a little bit drunk in the spirit. I feel a little bit drunk in the spirit. Come on, y'all. It's scripture. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So we thank you for your peace. Thank you for your peace. Thank you that sometimes we just need to get still and get before you. You are the source of our peace. And as I was saying a little bit earlier, Lord, we want to know more, get familiar, get acquainted, getting to know all about you. We want to get acquainted with you and with peace, oh God. We want to be more acquainted with you, and our peace, and not so acquainted with the problems. We want to be acquainted, Lord God, and get reacquainted with you, Heavenly Father, and your peace. Even more, thank you, Holy Spirit, even more than the promise. Listen, Somebody may say that don't even make sense. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Ooh, it does. It does. Listen, 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 listen. Ah, okay, hold on. Hold on, listen. Ah, Shonda, yeah, somebody say, listen, 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 ooh, listen, 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 listen. Okay, we listening. Why? Because we not just hearers of the word, but we doers. Somebody say, I'm a doer. Okay. God, the Lord told Moses to get some spies, 12 from each tribe, to go spy out their promise. 10 of them took their eyes off of peace. Come on, somebody. And took their eyes off of that they can know, that they were unable to see the promise correctly. Only 2 were able to see the promise correctly because they kept their eyes on peace. They kept their eyes on God. And because they kept their eyes on God, hallelujah, they were not grasshoppers in their own sight. But the 10, hallelujah, that took their eyes off of peace, come on somebody, and took their eyes off of God, saw the giants in the land, that which God said, you don't have to worry about this, I'm giving you this, and so they're under your feet, and so they're under your authority. Teach us how to walk in our authority and power, Lord. Even if we feel small, come on, the truth is, I have power and authority. If you place the soles of my feet here, I have power and I have authority. And what happens is, we take our eyes off of God and take our eyes off of peace, and we start looking at the promise that God set us in, and we really, and especially if he enters us in, you know, in a position or in a role that's unassuming or easily to be overlooked by man, hallelujah, because it's a little position. It's just a little something. It's like a little intern or a little, you know, assistant to an assistant to an assistant type of thing. And we start having thoughts and making decisions and saying we're not able, even if God gives us a leadership role or a big position, we take our eyes off of, hallelujah, the peace, take our eyes off of our God. We can start thinking, maybe I can't. Maybe this is too much. Ooh, Jesus. Jesus, help us, Lord. And see what comes with his peace. Oh, thank you, Father God. What comes with the peace that he gives us is this, it's a narrative and it's a mindset. Come on, somebody, I have the mind of Christ that I am well able. That's what Caleb and Joshua said. We are well able. Let us go at once. Come on, somebody. That sounds like narratives that comes from this peace that God gives. We are well able. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Oh, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are equipped. Hallelujah. God has qualified. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 I am favored of the Lord. Come on. This is what we should, how we should be, how we should be, or how we're striving because of doing what we're doing here, sitting at the feet, spending time. Remember, spending time, spending time, spending time. Letting God water us. Thank you, God, for watering us right now. I don't know what this is. If you're watching on video, I don't know what this is. Okay, I'm doing something with my finger. But anyways, God, water us. God, tend to the soil of our hearts, oh God, and anything that's unproductive and anything that's not producing fruit, oh God, let us surrender to the pruning, the cutting off, the uprooting and the cutting off, and then the pruning even, so that we can produce more fruit. Somebody say, I'm producing more fruit in this season. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Even dealing with the soil of our mind, that we're producing healthy thoughts. Come on, somebody. And we thank you. We speak peace to those thoughts of fear, and thoughts that create fear, and thoughts that create anxiety, and thoughts that create worry, and thoughts that create stress. Lord God, I thank you. Speak your peace. We speak peace to our minds. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Entering our address. Entering the address in which we live. Entering the address of where we work. Entering the address of the conversations that we have. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your peace. Can we just worship God right here, right now? Thank you. Give us your peace, oh God. And all we merely have to do is present ourselves to Him. And all we merely have to do is set ourselves before Him as we are. And all we merely have to do is reach out. And all we merely have to do is call on Him. And all we merely have to do, even, and all, and I hear, even hear the Holy Spirit, and all we merely have to do is even nothing. That's a little bit subversive to our culture, right, in this society that says, no, we got to do something that we got to do, we got to do. And even scripture says we got to do too, right? Faith without works, hallelujah. But what if the work that God is saying for us to do, some, and in wisdom, come on, y'all, is I want you to do nothing. Now, He may not give that instruction to everyone. And He will not give that instruction to everyone. And so I hear God in twofold. One, that's why we have to be in this place of relationship and intimacy and acquaintance and spending time with Him. That if we hear it, and maybe everybody else around us say, well, no, that's not. We know, oh, I got to go with this. And depending on which one of His children that He's speaking to, He may say it to a child that knows that, oh, I gotta work. And so He may be speaking against your own power. I don't know. And somebody who likes to do nothing, He may say, no, I need you to do something. But then again, someone who does nothing, He may say, no, do nothing. And the one that works, He may say, work, do something. I want you to do something. So it's just however He uses the foolish things to confound the wise, and His ways are not like our ways. It's just to think of being in the full closeness. As I'm close to this microphone, just being in that closeness where I hear the whisper. Come on, y'all. We can be distant. If the voice is loud, amen, and yelling across the room, then it's okay for me to be on the other side of the room. Or even maybe outside and somebody's yelling through the window. But it's something about when you whisper that I have to be super close. And I feel in my spirit that God is saying that this is a time, and in this season we got to be in whisper proximity. I gotta be super close to God. We have to be super close to Him. That even if He chooses to use, not use His still small voice and use a loud voice, but because I'm in this closeness, I discern and I know. I hear the Holy Spirit, that peace, this peace that He gives, that the Shalom, our Prince of Peace, hallelujah, is ushering some of us, one of us, all of us, I don't know, into this close place with Him. They saying, get closer to me. Get closer. Get closer to me. And as the Holy Spirit is saying it, listen, I feel the glory of the Lord. I feel like I can't even open my eyes. I feel sleepy, y'all. It's the Lord, I know. But listen, I don't even care. I don't even care. I don't even care what I look like. I don't even care. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. As we are in this closeness, God makes me aware that when someone is whispering and it's hard to hear them, you start telling people around you, if there's people around or wherever there's a noise coming from, be it the TV, be it the phone, be it a person, even with our own personal selves, things, we have to stop all the thoughts. We get really attentive and intentional in hearing that I can't even think. Amen. That it becomes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I even hear the Lord saying, it also, we have to take the attention off of us. I think God is bringing us into a closeness where, you know what, you might have to, get out of our selfishness, step away from always thinking about me, thinking about self, talking about self, having conversations, hallelujah, with people, and ready for how you can interject about you instead of just purely being there for them and being okay with, if I don't say anything about me, it's okay. Like, this is about you. How often do we make it about the other person when we enter in? Let us do a little self-examination of our life and the conversations and the ships, the friendships, relationships that we have. And we know if we the ones, hallelujah, doing the draining or being drained. Peace. Peace teaches us, hallelujah. So in that close space, I'll get back to what we were saying. In that close space, I have to leave me for a second so that I can hear. Wait, what are you saying? Mm-hmm. And so that's a faith, amen, that I'm setting my mind, and it's a practice. It's not easy, but I'm setting my mind, and I'm setting my heart, and I'm setting my ways on you and letting you deal with my stuff. That's what happens when we're in that exchange of peace. God dealing with our stuff, and we are attending to Him. And accepting the exchange, what He wants to take, what He's wanting to take away, or wanting us to let go of or release, so that we can receive what He's wanting to give us. So God, we just thank you in this day and in this time and in this hour for your peace, oh God. Let us trust you as you give us your peace and lead us in the way of peace, O God. Even when your way of peace may be unrecognizable, Ashanda to us in foreign, Ashanda to us, ooh Yeshanda, yeah, but we surrender. Oh, no matter how hard, Sandaya, Rebosia, oh, Rebasaya, or scary, amen, hallelujah, come on, we say yes, we surrender, we gonna do this thing with you, oh God, we need you, and so God, we thank you for this peace that you are giving us. I'm reminded, I just had an image of like when you're standing in line and they're giving away stuff. And you're standing in line and waiting. I just see God passing out, giving us his peace. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for providing. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for comforting. Thank you for moving by your miracle signs and wonders. Thank you for reminding us that with you all things are possible. Thank you for putting us in situations to grow our faith. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. I'm reminded how scripture says he corrects those that he loves. Those are in my words, right? But so thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for your delivering power, whoever and wherever deliverance is needed. Thank you, oh God, wherever there is bondage and entanglements and hardships and shackled things being shackled. We thank you, oh God. Thank you for the open doors. Thank you for the answers to our prayers. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your angels ministering to us, warring on our behalf. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for avenging. Thank you for promoting us. Thank you for speaking, being our advocate. Thank you for your peace. In Jesus' name. Listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you. I see you next week. Hallelujah. Go in his peace, in his shalom. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. God bless. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.